Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Invest Prince of Investment, coming to you guys and girls live, all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado, via Honolulu, Hawaii. Thank you for coming back from the break. We took a quick break, and we're going to talk about what we talked about before the break, and then we're going to jump into Netflix and Netflix earnings. Now, what we talked about before the break, corporate earnings and why they're important to investors. The first thing is we spoke about why they were important to investors, because when you look at the investors across the world, the market or investors invest on potential earnings. Yes, your past, people try to use that as a good indication of what you would do into the future, but it's all about what you're going to do in the future. Are your profits growing? If your profits are not growing, then that means an investor's investment is not growing. So this is the time we get to see if you're up, you know, up to snuff. This is all we need to see. Give me a 10K report, give me a 10Q report, and I can read everything else I need to see, right? Now, this is another thing. When you see, we spoke about the corporate earnings, what they were. We also spoke about why they were important. We spoke about what was inside of the corporate earnings, and we also spoke about why does it cause so much volatility. So now we're going to get into the real world of Netflix. Netflix, ladies and gentlemen, that's the topic. Now, we're going to be talking about why Netflix is the joint topic of today. Well, you will see a lot of headlines on it and financial headlines on it tomorrow. So the thing about it is, when you look at Netflix, the problem you have with Netflix is not the problem, but Netflix did their earnings. I had predicted that Netflix would drop about $50. That was my guesstimation, you could say. And the reason why was three things. When you look at the revenue of Netflix, pay attention to the revenue. You can pay attention to the revenue by looking at the SEC.gov, and you can pull up any annual report you want. When you pull up the annual report, you're going to be able to find out why Netflix dropped so hard, right? So for the first reason is Netflix only makes money really one way, subscribers. And if the subscribers doesn't grow, that means the money doesn't grow. Netflix was booming last quarter because everybody stayed home because of the pandemic. And everybody was saying, hey, well, Netflix is a great stock because guess what? It's doing a great job on everybody staying at home. Everybody's watching Netflix. I looked at that and said, well, just because people at home watching Netflix doesn't mean Netflix make more money. Yeah, it does mean people are watching more. Yes, this does mean more eyeballs on the content, but that's not what drives Netflix growth. What drives Netflix growth is their ability to add new subscribers. So when I looked at it, I said, do I think subscribers really grew? No. Number two, the market sentiment. So revenue, I didn't see revenue growing over the last quarter. The market sentiment, everybody was so bullish on Netflix. You had the 3-to-1 option chain. 3-to-1 option chains. Prince, what does that mean? For every one person that bought a put option, meaning that they was betting that Netflix was going to go down, you had three people that was betting Netflix was going to go up. So it was very bullish. Everybody was very bullish on Netflix, meaning they predicted the price would go up. This is something that I had with my experience, whether it was good or bad. When the market is pushing the company to do so well, when all of the news and the media and everybody's investing for a company to do so well, it goes back to common sense. A lesson that I learned in life taught me that it's way harder to get attention for doing something good versus doing something bad. So it's way harder for people to remember your good, but it's very easy for people to remember your bad. So for a company to take off and do very well during its earnings, it has to suppress Wall Street estimates, and it has to surprise and shock the market. That's something that's very hard to do when you already have high expectations. It doesn't take much for a company to fall off after earnings season, usually making great buying opportunities for investors. For prime example, Netflix had high expectations. Everybody was so bullish on it. And I thought to myself, why is everyone so bullish on Netflix? Pretty simple. Everybody said, man, everybody's at home. Everybody's watching Netflix or whatnot. I said, well, if everybody's at home, I look up the SEC report, the 10Q report from last quarter. And I said, well, their revenue doesn't come from people watching it. Their revenue comes from subscribers, subscribers paying ahead and consuming their material. So I said, well, the expectations are very high. I don't see the subscribers really growing. I think Netflix is poised for a 10% drop, right? And that's what happened. Right after the market closed, Netflix CEO released their numbers, and they gave a glooming, they missed on their revenue, and they also didn't give good forecasting for the next quarter. The CEO said that, hey, I think the initial shock of the COVID-19 has gone, and I don't really see it growing in the following quarter. With that being said, Netflix fell 10% in the after-hours market. So tomorrow morning, you will see Netflix. It'd probably be trading downwards somewhere in the double digits, maybe single digits, but somewhere around that 5 to 10% Netflix will drop. Do I think people oversold it? Yes. I just think the expectations got a little bit ahead of them. Everybody started selling that stock. Everybody started buying, and the company fell off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why earnings are so important, because you're seeing so much volatility. Also, it could make a great buying opportunity for new investors. Now, when everybody gets the sour grapes about Netflix, yes, it's going to have a major drop probably tomorrow. It'll probably be a bad day for Netflix. Follow on with a Monday morning, it'll probably be a bad day for Netflix. It'll probably fall down to below $500. This makes a golden opportunity for investors to come in and buy call options for $500 leading up to the next earnings season. You guys and girls understand that? Now, Netflix was at $5.25, $5.27. It's going to drop down tomorrow to about $5.75, $5.80, below $500. So Netflix has already demonstrated it can go over $500. Now, this is a time for, if you was looking at Netflix, this could be a time to get Netflix now that it has sour grapes. This is when the best investors in the world come in and started to buy Netflix. Now, when everybody starts to buy Netflix, if you want to be a little bit more riskier, you can buy a call option that goes 3 months out for Netflix at $500. You're not expecting Netflix to do anything great. You're expecting Netflix to just go back to where it was, which it will. It will go back over $500. It's just that initial shock and market sentiment that hits the market now, right? So as you see with Netflix, what happened with Netflix, you saw the CEO came out, people read the income statement, balance sheet. They also read the cash flow statement. They also listened to the CEO. They saw the future of Netflix. I've never been sold on Netflix because Netflix, I felt the space was too crowded. I felt when it came out, it was a cool idea. When they had the little vending machines, if everybody remembers, they might still have them, kind of what Redbox does. I think Netflix was kind of doing that. Then Netflix kind of got into the gaming consoles, and then Netflix just kind of got into it just dominated the space. It figured it out. They got the right backing. It figured it out. Bye-bye goes Blockbuster. Redbox is still around, but I don't really use Redbox because I don't even have a DVD player. So with that being said, Netflix is now dominating the place, dominating the space. Now here comes, just like anything, when you have high profits and a low barrier of entry, it increases competition. When you have high profits, meaning you're making a lot of money, a low barrier of entry, meaning that anybody can do it, it's going to increase competition. If people found out I made $1 million by writing on a sheet of paper, people are going to figure that out. They're going to start writing on a piece of paper. And what does that do? Now you have Disney coming in with their own streaming platform. I heard the WWE had their own streaming, ESPN, Showtime. So many people coming with their own streaming services. I think it's going to get in the way and start to crowd that space. That's why I never was a big believer in Netflix, just because of that space. So just because of that space dominance and crowding of what was going on. When I look at Netflix and I look at the world around itself, not even Netflix, we're talking about looking at their whole service. The service is a good service. It has a brand name. It has a big name. It is still leading this space, but I just see a space over the future. Amazon jumping into the space, Disney jumping into the space. These are not small players. These are mega players that are coming into the Netflix space. Disney brought Star Wars. They pulled all this stuff off of Netflix and started putting it on Disney. I didn't like that going into the future. I felt the space was too dominant. And I didn't feel like Netflix has a very, very competitive advantage to be above everybody else, right? I felt Disney does. Disney, I think they're pulling all of the Disney content off of Netflix and starting their own streaming service. What's going to stop a company like Nickelodeon and the Cartoon Network from doing the same thing, right? Not saying they won't, but they can. I feel the space is way too crowded. That's why I never was a big fan on it. But I use Netflix. I don't want to get off topic. I use Netflix to explain what we talked about before the break. Before the break, we talked about corporate earnings. We talked about what corporate earnings were. We talked about what was inside of corporate earnings. And we talked about why they created volatility. Then we went back and we talked about, not only did we talk about that, we also went back and we talked about Netflix, which applied to all of that. Netflix released their earnings. Netflix CEO got on and spoke. The earnings didn't look like they were up to snuff too much. And then guess what happened? Netflix fell by 10% in the pre-market. Doesn't mean it's going to carry over to the real market, but it has done it into the pre-market. So this is what you have to be very wary of when you're doing investing, when you're investing around the globe. You have to be very mindful of what's going on with the company, what's going on with that space, and this is why you must pay attention to corporate earnings. Because now today, you're waking up and you're wondering, why did your company fall off 10%? And your company fell off 10%, but maybe it could have been because of earnings. Earnings season, if you have a big tech company, you're going to see a big swing. Amazon is going to swing up or down. Netflix is going to swing up or down like it did. Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, maybe not so much. Zoom, I think it comes out in September, but these companies usually make big swings during this time because it get a lot of analysts very excited. It get a lot of analysts very sad. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude today's topic and episode. I hope you guys and girls got something out of this because I sure enjoyed talking about it. Thank you guys and girls that are catching this live on Think Tech Hawaii. And for all the people that are catching this back on YouTube and the podcast, if you're not checking out the podcast, you check us out, Think Tech Hawaii. We're here on YouTube, we're on iTunes Radio, Google Play, and we're also on Facebook as well. Facebook, YouTube, iTunes Radio, Google Play, all of the great stuff. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investment. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, book, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.